Max Armstrong joins us now. Sorry, Max, had to get through that weather stuff before I get to you. And apologies if I have to interrupt you. You know all about weather reporting. I'm sure you every farmer has the weather reports. They're tapped into it every single hour of every single day, Max.
Yeah, absolutely. Interrupt when you have to, John, by all means. No, it's great to join you. And, of course, you know, rain makes grain. That's the old expression. However, some of the farmers in parts of the Midwest have just had too much this spring. And that's limited the planting, especially as you go south in Illinois and Indiana, where they had some storm damage as recently as last night and this morning, I think.
Yeah, and the rain, I mean, we're under where we should be, right?
I'm sorry, in terms of moisture?
Yeah, overall. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the drought situation is. I don't know if it's something like that. But I'm just saying my lawn could use some rain, Max. That's basically what I'm saying.
Well, as you go west in the Corn Belt, it gets even drier. I was on a farm in northwest Missouri yesterday throughout the day, and the farmer there said he had the best planting season in his, he was 70 years old, this guy was, and he said it was the best planting season ever, but it needs rain. And you go into Nebraska and Kansas, if you look at the drought monitor map, it's quite dry there. The Midwest, most of the Midwest, the 3I League, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana, have plenty of moisture right now, generally speaking.
Right. And just see that the severe thunderstorm warning popping up in Kane County, David Jennings.
I was just about to read that to you. Severe thunderstorm warning now in effect for Kane County until, just wait for this thing to crawl to go by, 7:40, I believe it says now. So Kane County is now added to the list where you might want to be raise your awareness a little bit about the weather around you, just in case things get a little crazy.
And if you're in Geneva, Batavia, or Elburn wondering, well, what rain? I still have sunshine. It looks like the far northern parts of Kane County.
Be patient. That will change.
Yeah, it looks like the northern half of Kane County in that warning as well. Okay, Max, so we're going to get some moisture across the area tonight. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the on-again, off-again tariffs that we've been having and how they're impacting farmers. I know, generally speaking, farmers don't appreciate tariffs all that much because we're in a global market. I know that's an oversimplification. Help me out here a little bit.
No, you're right. Generally speaking, through the years, farmers have been free traders, and they've wanted to see unfettered markets. They do realize, though, that it has not been a level playing field. And that's something they've always harped about. I mean, in the 50 years I've been doing this, I've always heard farmers complain that it's not a level playing field out there.
Wait, explain that. What does that mean?
Other countries have tariffs that they impose on our shipments, inhibiting into some of those places around the world what we want to sell them, including a lot of agricultural products. So, to your point, China has been one of the biggest customers we've had, huge soybean customer, and with a trade sanction against them in place, it has had a chilling effect on the soybean market. Of course, they've been buying, generally speaking, from Brazil anyway. You know, Brazil started eating our lunch in the world bean market many years ago. They continue to expand acreage, and they're not about to stop with that. That said, farmers, when you survey them, as the Purdue CME group does on a monthly basis, they're still thinking that over the long term, this is not a bad situation, especially if you start to see some progress being made. They also say, you know, if it's possible to turn to some other countries around the world, such as Vietnam, such as India, Pakistan, other countries where we might be able to continue to sell our products and sell more than in the past, it might not be a bad thing after all. So many, as they're being surveyed, they're being asked this, the questions that you ask about tariffs, and they're saying, we're going to take a wait-and-see attitude.
So
it doesn't mean they're not nervous, especially with markets being down substantially from where they were.
Right, so a quick hit to the pocket might be okay in a recalibration of the global economy as a whole.
Yeah, and some of this hit to the pocket was already taking place, John. The market fell after last summer. Part of that's a product of having too much grain in the world, and we were already seeing that. You know, after 2 years of very robust prices, we've seen a significant downturn, and that is tough for farmers, especially with extremely high costs of doing business. You know, it would be bad enough alone if the prices for what they're selling are down, but they've seen very elevated prices for all of their inputs right across the board. So they're pulling in the reins. There's no doubt about it, especially when it comes to equipment purchases.
It's Max Armstrong, the legend. Storms popping up, 10, 15 miles north of Morris, approaching Nettle Creek in Saratoga, heading to the northeast. towards kind of the Plainfield area as well. So even if it's dry and okay and you look up and it doesn't look so bad where you are now, these storms are firing, and they are firing pretty quickly. So heed the warnings and keep it here on WGN. We will keep you posted. And again, we have that tornado watch for a while. Folks down in Peoria having some severe weather as well as Bloomington and Springfield, too. And then again, still the far northern parts of Lake County and out to Lake Michigan and Rockford, Woodstock, Harvard, still in the line of some of the severe weather. Max Armstrong, actually, really quickly, Max, got to do this. As a hardworking union member, you earn significant financial benefits. And as you approach retirement, you need a trusted partner. You need Meggett Financial. Meggett Financial's approach is unique in their craft. They provide financial planning solutions exclusively designed for the hardworking men and women of organized labor. Team and Meggett will help you understand all your pension benefits. They'll efficiently allocate your retirement funds. Visit them at Meggett.com, M-E-G-E-N-T.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, member FINRA SIPC. We're doing a little juggling on air, Max Armstrong, tonight. That bring back some good memories?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought you were going to launch into a skilling invitation there for a minute. You know, we got a juiced up atmosphere right now, and golly.
You know, I did a little weather reporting back in the day, Max, so I'm glad to put on that hat a little bit. Back to the tariffs. Beforehand, you talked about how prices, the markets had kind of crashed last year. I was hoping you could explain that a little bit more. Are agriculture markets forward-looking just like the stock market is in a way?
Yeah, that's why we call it futures markets. You can obviously manage your risk into the future, whether you are a farmer or you're a user of the product. For example, you know, you're a grain company. Let's say you're a pork producer. You're going to need to feed this corn or these soybeans. So you're going to try to position yourself at the market to have the least expense you possibly can. And, you know, CME and the Board of Trade, part of CME Group here, the old Chicago Mercantile Exchange, for decades has been the place where the world has turned to set prices.
And they are set, obviously, in the future. What you may have explained it beforehand, but again, we're juggling a little bit tonight. What caused the crash in prices last year? Just so much inventory?
We just wound up with a lot of grain in the world, and, you know, the buying that was there just, you know, fell apart. We didn't have as much. So, you know, farmers, when there's too much grain, will see that price understandably fall, and it fell last summer. We have seen then weakness, obviously, as the markets don't like uncertainty, John, you know that, mm-hmm. and they react immediately to that, and that's exactly what has happened with all of the talk of tariffs. And then you have seen some recovery in recent weeks, as maybe there's been some calm as they look at the longer-term picture and think, well, okay, let's see how this all plays out.
Okay. You know, we had to wait till Mother's Day. You didn't have to, but that's when they say to plant your annuals, right, Max?
Yeah.
What's it like for farmers? I mean, what's in the ground right now here in mid-May?
Yeah, generally we like to see that, you know, in the Illinois corn production historically over the years, they've said that the yield starts to fall by the time you get to the middle part of May, John. So farmers like to get their crops in earlier, and in recent years they've started planting their soybeans first because they found, many of them found, that if they planted it first, got them in the ground early, they wound up with a higher bean yield. So we're just about on average, although I will say in Illinois, the corn planting is behind average, or at least it was as of Monday when the latest report came out. But soybean planting was a little bit ahead of average, and in the entire nation as a whole. It's a similar story, actually.
I was going to say, are farmers looking at the same thing we're looking at when we want to plant, and that's avoid the frost?
Well, you know, that is a concern, and many farmers will take the risk. They'll go ahead and maybe put those beans in there, but a grower friend of mine told me just last week, he says, man, I get nervous about putting in the beans too early because I've seen soybeans nipped before, and it's not fun to have to go in and spot plant, replant a field over again. That's a difficult choice when the crop gets nipped either by early frost or you wind up with excessive moisture and flooding in the field too early.
How do we end up on that farm bill? We ever get that passed?
Well, they're still working on it. You know, it's critical, and the pieces of it need to come together by all means. That's one thing farmers are concerned about in terms of the crop insurance provision and things that need to come out of there. And it's being worked on. It's slowly progressing.
Oh, well, we've heard that before. I mean, you have now one party controlling, obviously, both branches or both houses, the House and the Senate, and the presidency. You obviously had the Republican House and a Democratic presidency and Senate in the last administration. So I just wonder, what's the holdup, Max?
There are other things I think they're looking at, you know, trying to work on in terms of the entire budget. That has to be, the farm bill has to be worked into the overall budget as well. So sometimes the direction comes from the budget first, you know, before they start to working on individual provisions. One thing we haven't talked about is what's happening in beef. And, you know, the beef prices are going to keep climbing. We're up 11%. Ground beef last month was 11% higher than a year ago, and that's not going to stop yet. I think we're going to continue to see some higher beef prices, and we're just coming into the grilling season right now, John.
Why are the prices spiking?
Well, again, it's a reaction to weather conditions and markets. You know, the cattle industry wound up with drought in the Plain States, severe drought, and they started cutting back. They were also affected by higher feed prices before those grain prices fell. So the cattle industry cut back substantially. You know, at the beginning of this year, we had the smallest cattle herd in the United States since Truman was president, going all the way back to 1951.
Oh.
But yesterday, I noticed that CEO of Tyson Foods, the big meat packer, said he thinks we're rounding the corner. He believes now the cattle industry will start to rebuild. But it's going to take a while. You know, it takes two and a half years from the time that you have the conception until you get that animal ready for market.
For sure. Obviously, you mentioned cuts a little bit ago, friend, the overall budget. The Department of Agriculture, no stranger to that as well. What's the case for, I mean, Max, I mean, you obviously know people in that department, a lot of hardworking folks. Is there fat to trim, or is it a department that actually needs more resources?
Well, like any part of government, there is fat to trim. There's no doubt about that. I think, like anything else, and many of us were not surprised at this, the scalpel maybe went too deep in some instances. They're talking about selling one of the two buildings that the USDA has in Washington. The right there, the main structure there on the 14th and Independence, I guess, would not be sold, but they're talking about selling the other one. And that would be really remarkable to see that happen. And they're talking about moving some employees out closer to where the crops are grown. We'll see if that happens.
Great stuff. Max, I gotta scoot. Where can people purchase the book?
Oh, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Thank you. That'd be great for Dad for Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Dad and Father's Day. Any event coming up, it's a good bathroom book, I say.
More stories from the heartland. Max, thanks for carrying this interview. My head's been in a couple places. I appreciate you joining me, as always.
Oh, you do a great job. You always ask the right questions. Thanks, John.
Thanks.